Explain the failure of the provisional government to establish democracy in Russia in 1917, and why it was the Bolsheviks who took power. Since the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991, historians in both Russia and the West have re-examined the Russian Revolution. Now the question which arouses most interest about 1917 is not how did the Bolsheviks take power, but what went wrong with democracy. Old issues have returned. Is Russia part of Europe? Are Western patterns of development relevant? Can so large an area be governed democratically? Were there alternatives to the Bolsheviks in October? In February 1917, the monarchy was overthrown in the midst of a bread riot and a strike in the capital. Nicholas II had dissolved the Duma before abdicating, but leaders of the liberal parties, which made up the Progressive Bloc, declared themselves a provisional government. It was thus a coalition of three parties: the Cadets, Constitutional Democrats, under Milyukov, the Octoberists, under Guchkov, and the Progressists, or Industrial Party, under Konovalov, plus Kerensky, a socialist revolutionary lawyer who became Minister of Justice and who defied his party's policy to enter the government. As with all coalitions, there were differences. Milyukov ideally wanted to keep the monarchy. The Cadets were on the whole further to the left than their allies, but to many they were all bourgeois liberals. Milyukov chose to be foreign minister, and the post of prime minister was given to Prince Lvov, not a parliamentarian, but the leader of the Zemstvo movement, and popular because of his work for charities and the war. However, he was on the far left of the Cadet Party, believed in decentralisation, and soon clashed with Milyukov. Initially, however, the promise of a Western parliamentary system, the rule of law and social reform, made the government very popular. It was a provisional government. Provisional until a constituent assembly could be elected on full universal, including female, franchise, direct voting, secret ballots, and proportional representation. The government promised freedom of speech, association, and religion, declared the abolition of the death penalty, a political amnesty, and independence for Poland and Finland. The Cadets aspired to a very radical form of liberalism, with widespread social reforms, including trade union rights, and a policy of no enemies to the left. In Russia, they called themselves not liberals, but the Party of Popular Freedom. This was a very radical programme, more so than those of Western countries they admired, and perhaps dangerously so in the middle of a war. So what went wrong?